Welcome to The Bible Tells Me So, a program sponsored by Starting with Jesus. I miss Katie, your host today. We have Micah to read our questions. Pastor Jonathan is with us to help us find the answer in our Bibles. And Aiden will read the Bible verse for us. Do you have your Bibles ready? If you don't, you might want to go and get them so that we can find and read the answers together. Let's go ahead and get started. Our question today is from Michael. Now, Michael asked a really big question, and it's kind of a theoretical question. Do you know what a theoretical question is? It's a question that we don't really know the answer to, and the Bible doesn't give an answer, but we're going to see if we can maybe figure something out or learn more, okay? So, Micah, what was Michael's question?
If Adam and Eve hadn't sinned, would we be alive, or would they just be the only people on the earth?
Let's turn in our Bibles to Genesis chapter 1 and verse 28.
Ooh, going back to the beginning. Genesis chapter 1 and then verse 28. So that's Genesis is the very first book in the Bible, in the Old Testament. It's right there at the beginning, chapter 1, first chapter, and then verse 28. Aiden, what does that say?
Then God blessed them, and God said to them, be fruitful and multiply. Fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on earth.
So if Adam and Eve had not sinned, they would have followed God's command to be fruitful and multiply. In other words, they would have had many children. But those children would not have grown up in a world with pain and suffering and death. If they had obeyed God, they would have remained perfectly happy in the earth that God made for them. Now, would we have been born thousands of years later? We don't know because the Bible doesn't say. But we do know that God knew you before you were born. And he had a plan for your life. And he made a way for you to be forgiven when you sin. And that way is through Jesus Christ.
Yeah. You know, I think of the Bible verse where it talks about, for I know the plans that I have toward you. And then before you were formed, I knew you. So God knows us even before we're in our mom's tummy. Like, he knows us. And so that's pretty neat that he cares for each one of us like that. Now, would we have been born if Adam and Eve hadn't have sinned? Well, we don't really know. We can ask God, though, when we get to heaven. And I'm looking forward to asking him some of these questions because you kids have been sending in some amazing questions. You are thinking really big thoughts and thinking really deep things and asking questions. And a lot of them, we don't know the answer to. We may know little glimpses or little things here and there. Only God knows. So when we get to heaven, we'll have to all go sit under the tree of life and sit down with Jesus, and we'll all just have a question and answer time. Instead of with Pastor Jonathan, it'll be with Jesus. Wouldn't that be cool?
Much better.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking forward to that day. How about you guys? Well, Michael, thank you so much for your question. It was a great one, and I look forward to asking Jesus that question when we get to heaven. We are so glad that you joined us today. If you want to find more programs like this, go to our website, startingwithjesus.com. And we want to remind you to start each and every day with Jesus. Hello, friends. Welcome to the Seed Pod for Kids. Thank you for joining me today as we spend time with our friend Jesus. Spending time with Jesus is the best way to start your day. Let's begin our time together praising him. I want to read Psalm 94:16. It says, who will rise up for me against the evildoers? Who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? There's a very good possibility that this was the verse that inspired the dying words of Reverend Dudley Ting. He wanted to encourage people, and that is you, boys and girls, to stand up for Jesus. stand up against injustices that are around us. Stand up for Jesus.
Stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross. Lift high his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. From victory unto victory, his army shall be lead. Tell every foe its vanquish, and Christ his Lord indeed.
Hi, boys and girls. We're learning an exciting story about Saul and how he was persecuting the Christians. But you know what? Jesus stepped in and he decided that it was time to put a stop to this and to help Saul to see that what he was doing was wrong. He had been tricked. Have you ever been tricked? It's no fun to be tricked. But it's so wonderful when you know the truth, because the truth can set us free. Before we get started with today's lesson, let's bow our heads and pray that Jesus will be with us. Lord, thank you so much for your love and your care. Come into our hearts. Help us to understand what we read today, especially as we open your word, the Bible. Amen. Saul and his soldiers were on their way to Damascus to find the believers and take them to Jerusalem to be punished. Now, Damascus was 329 kilometers north of Jerusalem. It would take about 5 hours to drive it in a car today, but Saul didn't have a car. He had horses. And as he's going and riding through, he is riding through the desert. The road on which they traveled was bare and empty. The road on which they traveled went through bare, empty land. It was like a desert. But when they got near to Damascus, the countryside changed. There were fields of grain, fruit trees, gardens, and streams. Oh, it was beautiful. They were all glad to be near the end of their long trip. I think of trips that we go on when we go to visit my husband's parents. We live in California, kind of over on the coast, and we live in Arizona. Well, in order to get from Arizona to California, we drive on a freeway through the desert, the Mojave Desert. And as we're driving through the desert, there's rocks, and it's dry, and it's barren. There's not a lot of stores out there or gas stations. And you drive and drive and drive and drive, and it's pretty barren, and you just look around, you're like, oh, there's no trees or anything. But then you get to this mountain range where you start driving up the mountain range, and when you get to the top, all of a sudden on the other side, it's beautiful green rolling hills down to a really beautiful fertile valley where they have lots of crops growing. And as we drive through these hills, it's these beautiful green, and there's wildflowers and big, huge oak trees. It's gorgeous. I love that part of the trip. In fact, that part of the trip is the best. And I think it's the best because I've just been driving through this hot, barren desert, and now it's this beautiful green rolling hills. It changes really quick. That's what it was like for Saul as he's coming into Damascus. He had been out in the desert on a horse for a long time, and now he was coming to the beautiful fields and fruit trees and gardens and streams that were right around Damascus. Well, suddenly, as Saul and his companions looked at the scenery ahead of them, a bright, dazzling light shone down on them. It was so bright that everyone was almost blinded. Saul fell flat on the ground, and they were all terrified. Would you be terrified if all of a sudden this super bright light just beamed down on you? I would. A voice spoke to Saul. What did the voice say? Let's look it up. Acts chapter 9, verse 3 and 4. The Bible tells us. Acts chapter 9, verse 3 and 4. Acts, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts chapter 9, verse 3 and verse 4. Let's see what that says. If you need more time, just press pause, and then when you're ready, press play again.
And after Jordan, the path near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven, and he fell to the earth, and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me?
So where did the light come from? In verse 3, what does it say? It came from heaven. You're right. So he saw this light. It came from heaven. What did Saul do? What does verse 4 say? He fell to the ground. You're right. So when Saul asked, who are you, Lord? What did Jesus say? I am Jesus. So he told him who he was. Who you are persecuting. Saul was not just persecuting the believers. He was persecuting Jesus. And then Jesus said a funny thing. Look at the end of verse 5. He said, it is hard for you to kick against the goads. What? What are the goads? Well, sometimes we hear people say that their conscience is goading them or that it's pricking them. A goad is something that stimulates to an action or a reaction. So, for example, you could say, I'm goading my animal, or I'm driving my cattle with a goad. It's something to help encourage them to go. Well, Jesus had been pricking Saul's conscience. The Holy Spirit had been speaking to Saul, but was Saul ready to listen to it? No, he was pushing against it, pushing away and doing his own thing. Now, many times when people are trying to ignore the Holy Spirit, it's kind of uncomfortable because they're trying not to listen. And that's what Saul had been doing. Ever since Stephen was stoned, he had been bothered by what he had seen and heard that day. It was kind of irritating him and bothering him. And now Jesus brought him to a point where he needed to make a decision. Was he going to follow Jesus, or was he going to continue going against him? Boys and girls, Jesus himself stopped Saul. Jesus himself was talking to him. How would you have felt if it was you? How do you think Saul felt? Kind of makes you wonder. If Jesus spoke to you and you saw Jesus and he told you to do something, would you do it? Boys and girls, Jesus gives us his word, the Bible, to teach us what we should do and what we should not do. We have the opportunity to read and to learn about him and his plan for us. But if we don't listen, if we don't open God's word, the Bible, if we don't hear him talking to us, then we're going to miss out. I don't want to miss out on what Jesus has to tell me, do you? Well, let's pray and ask him to help us to hear his voice. Lord, please give us your Holy Spirit to hear your voice, to follow you, to be guided and directed by you. We love you so much. Amen. Our memory verse is Acts chapter 9, verse 6. Lord, what do you want me to do?
Acts 9, verse 6.
Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what do you want me to do? Lord, what do you want me to do? What do you want me to do? Lord, what do you want me to do?
Hey moms and dads, have your kids been enjoying the Seed Pods? Oh, we love putting these programs together for you, and we're praying that it is a huge blessing in your home. Although this program is free, there are still expenses and costs to recording and producing them. We are asking if you would prayerfully consider financially supporting our ministry, Starting with Jesus. If you would like to make a one-time donation, or if you would consider partnering with us through ongoing monthly support, we would be eternally grateful.
Either way, you can make a tax-deductible donation on our website, startingwithjesus.com/donation. That's startingwithjesus.com/donation. You can help us encourage our young ones to start each and every day with Jesus.
The Bible story material used in today's devotional podcast has been used with permission from My Bible First. If you would like your own copy, please visit My Bible First at www.mybiblefirst.org or call 877-242-5317. For more information about this program and others like it, check out the description below.